Imagine walking into a high-stakes poker game where you don't know the rules, can't read the cards, and everyone else has been playing for decades. That's what raising venture capital feels like for most entrepreneurs, until now. Venture Deals transforms this opaque process into something comprehensible, giving founders the equivalent of X-ray vision into the minds of investors. As Fitbit co-founder James Park noted, it's the business equivalent of Neo learning Kung Fu instantly in the Matrix. With over 150,000 copies sold worldwide, this guide has become essential reading for anyone seeking to fund their startup dreams without getting fleeced in the process. The venture ecosystem operates with its own distinct hierarchy and unwritten rules. At the center stands the entrepreneur, the driving force behind any startup. While some companies have solo founders, a red flag for many investors, and others have multiple co-founders, all must actively participate in financing negotiations rather than delegating entirely to lawyers. Venture capital firms have complex structures worth understanding. Those impressive partner titles? Many aren't actually decision makers. Only managing directors, MDs, or general partners can make final investment decisions and take board seats. Everyone else, principals, directors, associates, analysts, support the process but rarely controls the checkbook. Before approaching investors, thorough preparation is essential. Engage experienced startup counsel who understands venture deals' unwritten rules. Prioritize their startup experience over lower rates. Attorneys with extensive term sheet experience can identify overlooked issues and often provide valuable investor connections. Structure your company as a Delaware C corporation, as VCs typically can't invest in LLCs or pass-through entities. Establish an organized data room containing all corporate documents, financials, and employment agreements for due diligence. Protect your intellectual property by having everyone touching company IP sign confidentiality and assignment agreements. Be conscious if you began your venture while employed elsewhere, as previous employer agreements may claim ownership of your IP. Financing rounds have evolved beyond the traditional alphabetical sequence. Series seed and pre-seed now precede Series A, while numerical extensions, B1, B2, indicate when existing investors add capital on similar terms. Pre-seed through Series A represent early-stage companies. Series B through D are mid-stage, and Series E or later indicates companies approaching IPO. VC firms specialize by investment stage, from micro-VCs investing under 15 mil in very early companies to late-stage funds backing IPO-ready businesses. Understanding a firm's position prevents mismatched expectations and saves time. Raising capital is more art than science. Your goal is securing multiple term sheets, as competition yields better terms. Approach fundraising with complete commitment. As Yoda said, do or do not, there is no try. Investors detect uncertainty immediately. Target investors appropriate for your raise amount. Angels and seed VCs for $500,000 rounds, larger firms for $10 million rounds. Skip firms that never invest at your stage. Prepare a clear executive summary outlining your idea, product, team, and business model before approaching investors. This crucial first impression must stand alone without explanation. Whenever possible, demonstrate rather than describe. Most VCs prefer demos. A 5-minute interactive demonstration communicates more than pages of text. Warm introductions yield the best investor connections. Seek referrals from entrepreneurs who've worked with these VCs and can provide honest feedback. Without established connections, research VCs' online presence to understand their investment preferences. Remember, if you want money, ask for advice. Building relationships before requesting capital produces better outcomes. Term sheets focus on two fundamentals: economics, who gets what money when, and control, who makes which decisions. While entrepreneurs often fixate on valuation, it's just one component of a complex puzzle. Pre-money valuation is what investors value your company before investment, while post-money equals pre-money plus investment amount. Be careful with terminology. When a VC says, I'll invest $5 million at a valuation of $20 million, they typically mean post-money valuation, $15 million pre-money. The employee option pool significantly affects economics. Both parties want sufficient equity reserve for employees, but a larger pool effectively lowers your pre-money valuation. Option pools typically range from 10-20% for early-stage companies, with investors preferring increases to happen pre-financing to dilute existing shareholders rather than themselves. Liquidation preferences determine how proceeds are shared when a company sells, particularly important for exits below invested capital. The preference, typically 1x original investment, gets returned to investors before common stockholders receive anything. Participation rights then determine whether investors can also share proportionally in remaining proceeds with common shareholders. Control provisions give VCs significant influence despite minority ownership, helping them fulfill fiduciary duties while protecting investments. The board of directors is the primary control mechanism, with authority to fire the CEO and approve critical actions. Early-stage boards typically include 3 to 5 members balanced between founders, executives, and investors, often with an independent director who provides expertise and mediates conflicts. Protective provisions grant investors veto rights over specific actions like selling the company, creating new stock classes, or taking on debt. These have become standardized in modern term sheets. Drag-along agreements enable certain shareholders to force others to vote their shares in specific ways, particularly useful when selling a company. These emerged after the dot-com crash when founders resisted sales below liquidation preferences. Control terms create governance structures that shape your company's future. Negotiate these thoughtfully to maintain influence over the enterprise you've built. Traditional equity rounds aren't the only funding path. Convertible debt functions as a loan that converts into equity during future financing rounds, allowing companies to defer valuation discussions. The discount, typically 10-30%, rewards early investors for their risk. With a 20% discount, a $100,000 note becomes 125,000 shares instead of 100,000 at 80 cents per share versus $1. Valuation caps protect seed investors by setting a maximum conversion price regardless of future valuation growth, preventing early supporters from excessive dilution. Crowdfunding offers both product options, Kickstarter, Indiegogo, that provide non-dilutive funding through product pre-sales, and equity options. Venture debt provides specialized loans for venture-backed companies that complement equity, extending runway without additional dilution but requiring repayment under specific terms. While fundraising begins your journey, acquisitions typically end it. Unlike venture financings that expand the pie, acquisitions divide a fixed pie, making negotiations more contentious. When examining offers, look beyond the headline number. $150 million deals might include significant escrow holdbacks, earnouts, and retention pools, leaving only a fraction guaranteed at closing. Cash is king, while stock, especially from private companies, requires careful evaluation. Modern acquirers often refuse to assume options or require revesting, where employees must remain to re-earn already vested options. Sellers frequently forget to recapture the strike price value in negotiations, potentially leaving millions on the table. Investment bankers prove invaluable when selling by connecting you with numerous potential acquirers while serving as buffers during negotiations. This helps preserve relationships with acquirers who often want to retain your leadership post-acquisition. The venture journey isn't just about raising money, but building something meaningful that creates value for everyone involved. Understanding the rules doesn't just help you play, it helps you win.